The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We want to welcome you to the broadcast today. We've got a talking point today that's making some waves in Europe that I believe has some prophetic significance that I want to discuss today. So again, if you're new to the broadcast, please let us know in the comment section below that you are new, or if this is your first time joining us, where you guys are joining us from. As always, we'd love to hear from you, and so that we can acknowledge that. So I want to pull up real quick the visual of what we're going to be talking about today in today's segment. And again, this is making some headways. Let me give you a little bit of a scripture first. This is a scripture reference out of Matthew 24, 6 and 8. Let me read this and then we'll get right to the headline. This is Matthew 24, 6 and 8. When the disciples came to Jesus privately and asked him, what would be the signs of your coming, the coming of the end of the age or the end of the kingdom age? He responded to them that you would hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And he goes on and says, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. And of course, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Again, this is for you guys listening by podcast. This is Matthew 24, 6 and 8. While most of you guys were probably asleep, there was a lot of headlines coming over out of Europe. This is from the Daily Mail. This is a lot to look at right here and to digest on your screen. But I'm going to read these little bit of these captions here and these excerpts, and then we'll get into this. East and West go toe to toe. Russian paratroopers deployed to Belarus, close to Poland border, as the United Kingdom sends soldiers to strengthen Polish defenses and RAF intercept Putin's bombers over the North Sea after the U.S. warned Vladimir could invade Ukraine imminently. Quote, Russia and Belarus are carrying out surprise joint paratrooper drills only 20 miles from Polish border today. The report went on to say Belarus said troops will practice capturing bridges and destroying enemy patrols to test combat readiness. Meanwhile, Polish defense minister said British military engineers have arrived at the border to strengthen the defenses. The UK currently has 150 troops deployed in Poland as part of NATO missions there. And separately, the White House warned that Putin appears to be preparing for an invasion of Eastern Ukraine. I'm going to pull up another visual here and I'm going to read a little bit of this. America has warned it is looking at the tools it has to deal with Belarus after a day of rapid fire developments have led to fears of war breaking out on the Europe's eastern border. Secretary of State Antony Blinken accused dictator Alexander Lukashenko, however you now pronounce that, of using migration as a political weapon against the EU, as Vice President Kamala Harris condemned this, quote, very troubling action on Poland's border. This again comes after Russia and Belarus held snap paratrooper drills just 20 miles from a border crossing where thousands of migrants are gathered, saying, quote, it was to test the readiness of their troops. And as you see this on your screen here, it kind of gives you a visual on the location of where all this stuff is happening, where this is transpiring. If you're watching the visual of this, you can see this where Russia's involved in this, Germany's involved in this, Poland's involved in this, Ukraine's involved in this. So we see this on all these dynamics taking place. I want to pull this back here and then want to give you When we get ready to close on the end of this, the information side of this, I want to give you the revelation side to this. So let me pull back this. Another article said the European Union's Baltic member state has warned of a possible military escalation and standoff. Defense ministers of the Baltic states warned that migrant bottlenecks, which the EU says are being deliberately created by Minsk, threatened a vast section of the bloc's eastern flank and could even spark a military conflict. The report said that large groups of people are gathered and transported to the border area where they are then forced to cross the border illegally. This increases the possibility of provocations and serious incidents, which could also spill over into the military. Now, another report came out this morning. I'm going to see if I can pull this up from our main website, where there is also concerns that there is also being seen, according to the Wall Street Journal, what they call a new type of war is accusing Belarus of weaponizing migrants. According to the report, there is weapons that are being carried over through this migration process that, again, according to multiple sources, is posing a threat militarily and even to the safety of those involved. So all this is happening, guys, that's transpiring right now, that we're not really hearing much on the news about this. But again, we're seeing some reports are up to 15,000 troops gathering. Some say even more. We're talking about tanks, military weapons and equipment. And Poland has deployed more soldiers along the frontier to keep the would-be crossers out. So again, we're seeing this, what could possibly be an escalation event taking place on, again, the border of Europe or Europe's border. Now, you say prophecy, Bible prophecy relation here. What's this got to do with Bible prophecy? Well, let me pull this up real quick. When I was putting this together, I immediately thought of this. This is Revelation 17. I'm going to read this. It appears that in the future, there will come this coalition of 10 nations. Now, there's been a lot of speculation. Scholars have debated this for years. Prophecy experts, theologians, and these 10 kingdoms, which John describes as 10 horns, Daniel described them as 10 toes. Now, where does this first originate from? We're going to read this in Revelation 17, 11 through 13, just a minute. But it looks to be possible that in the future, that nations in Europe will hold a lot of influence during the first 42 months of the tribulation that's coming. And it looks like they will play a role in what is called the seventh empire of Bible prophecy. And they will continue what the Bible says is a short space, and that's Revelation 17:10. Now, we didn't put that up there, but I'm going to read this in just a second here. According to the book of Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar had this image, he had this vision of this image. This metallic image had two legs of iron, which, again, many scholars believe that it represented the Western branch and the Eastern branch. One is Rome, one is Constantinople, and the divisions of the Roman Empire. And on these two legs goes down to these 2 feet and these 10 toes, which, again, theologians, Bible prophecy scholars, those who teach eschatology, there is this agreement that these 10 toes or these 10 horns mentioned in prophecy will play a role in the last days, and they will be these 10 nations that the Antichrist will control. And it looks to be that there will be 5 from the east and 5 that will emerge from the west. Some say 5 will be Middle Eastern and 5 will come again out of Europe or the European Union. Now, I'm not going to sit here and split hairs over it's going to be this and be dogmatic about this. I always try to be open-minded and say that we see through a glass darkly and we see partially through this, but I believe we'll know more as this thing unfolds. But here's the point. Revelation 17, 11 through 13. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth. The eighth what? The eighth empire of prophecy. I want to point out that Daniel, the prophet, saw 7 empires of prophecy. John the Revelator here, who wrote the book of Revelation, 95 AD, saw 8 empires of prophecy. And he describes the beast, which again, the Antichrist, it was and is himself, is also the eighth. So he is part of the eighth and is of the 7. So again, the 7th empire, what it looks to be a part of this that will have a direct involvement with Europe, Germany, these Western nations, is going into perdition. The 10 horns, which you saw, are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as of yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. So again, whoever these 10 kings are, the Antichrist in the future will control them. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority over to the beast. So again, as we see here, this is what's interesting. So let me pull up this visual again. I want to show you something here. So as we see this happening, escalations, tensions rising, the focal point, where it's at, the location of this. Remember, Gog, Magog, Russia's involved in that. The southern Soviet states are involved in that. Turkey's involved in that. You see these nations that are involved in this. Notice how the crosshairs are homing in on these nations, homing in on these locations where, again, a lot of Bible prophecy is going to unfold in the final days. So guys, this is alarming on one hand, but it's exciting on the other hand, if you're on the right side of the tracks, if you are on the right side of understanding Bible prophecy, if you're on the right side of understanding eschatology and the study of end times and how this is all playing to be. So here's the takeaway on this as we close this segment today. Let's keep our eyes on what's going on in light of Bible prophecy, understanding Matthew 24, that there will be, let's pull this up again. So again, we get an understanding of this. So we understand that we will hear of wars and rumors of wars. And I'm going to tell you what Jesus said. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must happen. They must come to pass, but the end is not yet, guys. The end is not coming yet. Why? Because all these things must come to pass. Nation is going to rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences. All this COVID stuff, this is pestilence. The word pestilence in Greek is plagues that lead unto death. So you shouldn't be alarmed when they say there's going to become more deadlier strains in the future. All this is playing out just as Christ warned us, just as prophecy foretold that it would. There will be famines, plural tense. There will be pestilences, plural tense. There will be earthquakes, plural tense, in various places, plural tense. And these are the beginning of sorrows. But guys, let me tell you something else. It's got to happen. This gospel of the kingdom. And I'm going to say that again. My Lord, this gospel of the kingdom, not the gospel of your opinion, not the gospel of all these other false doctrines, these fables, these endless genealogies, these all these other things that people have come up with and formed. No, he said this gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ and him crucified shall be preached into all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. The end of the world? No, the end of the age. So here's the good news, my friend. Let me give you the bad news, then give you the good news. The bad news is this stuff is not going to stop. It's not going to slow down. It's not going to go away. It's only going to increase. It's only going to intensify. It's only going to get more nuttier. It's only going to get more crazy. It's only going to get more troubling and more perilous. But the good news is, it's all happening right on cue. It's all lining up with the words of Messiah. It's all lining up with everything the Lord Jesus predicted, what the prophets predicted, what the apostles predicted. Everything is lining up. Everything is unfolding. So this is why we have emphasized so much on our ministry the importance of keeping in the book, keeping in the Word of God, keeping in the Bible, keeping the understanding that when you begin to see all these things come into pass, to keep looking up and lifting up your heads, for your redemption is surely drawing near. EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com. Guys, that's where you're going to find us. Please, if you've not yet downloaded our free app, you can do that. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. Download it. Get it free into your hands. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to get our free podcast where you can watch it or listen or both right there into your hands. Again, if you're listening to this, type in, go to your Apple store, Android store, type in End Time Headlines and download the free app and you can get it into your hands. Also, if you have not yet prayed about becoming a monthly partner, you could do that by going to our main website. You can click on either you can give electronically or you can give by check or money order. There's two different ways you can do that. If you wish to give electronically, it's easy. Go through the app. You can go on the main website and you can give electronically. If you wish to give old school, was what I call it, you can do that by check or money order. You can do that by making it out to let me pull this up on the screen. End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, we love you guys. God bless you. Thank you so much for your prayers, your support, and your partnership of our ministry. There's a lot of shifting and changing going on with our ministry. We try to keep you up to date what's going on, but we're going to meet. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep trucking ahead, and we're going to keep doing what God has called us to do with our ministry, regardless of how the culture changes, the world changes. We're going to stay in the Word of God and stay focused on what matters, and that's souls. And winning souls to the kingdom and equipping them and informing them of the times and seasons in which we're in. So guys, we're going to sign off for today. I pray the Lord bless you. May he keep you and may his countenance be upon you. We're going to sign off for this weekend, but we will be back next week with some more hot topics that we'll discuss, more equipping messages as well. So look forward to that. God bless you guys. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.